Good morning. We're continuing. We're starting a Siman Chav Gimel. So we already mentioned in the previous year, the Torah has an Isra Bal Toisip and Bal Tigra. Also, the Torah has a prohibition of adding onto mitzvahs. It says, "Do not add." There are actually two psukim: there's a pasuk of Lo Sosifu and a pasuk of Lo Sosif. So the question why we need to psukim, maybe we'll get back to it. He says there's two forms of Baal Tosif. We can't, according to the Gaon says, there's one issur of adding new mitzvahs. The Baruch Shem gave 613 mitzvahs, so let's make a 614th mitzvah, make up a new mitzvah. And there's a separate issur, which is what we're talking about here in this simon, which is in the mitzvahs itself. Adding details into the mitzvahs, adding, repeating them in an unnecessary way, etc., that is going to be a form of you're adding on to the mitzvah. So the Chayyim is going to clarify a few points when it applies and when it doesn't apply. This is the primary Gemara is on Rosh Hashanah, at the end of the third parak, and the Gemara discusses the concept of Baal Tosif in the context of the mitzvah Shlichus Kavanah. So, to add on to a mitzvah is, if to do the mitzvah itself, you need kavanah. You need kavanah to add on to the mitzvah. A person adds on to the mitzvah without having kavanah. You can't say it's adding to mitzvahs. Mitzvahs require kavanah. Or possibly not, and that's part of the discussion where the Mor brings it in. So the Chayyim says, there are two scenarios. One scenario is while you're doing the mitzvah, adding on. And one is when after the mitzvah is done, doing it again, after the mitzvah is done. For example, it's called Shloi Bezmanoi. V'davka Shoyseh B'Kavanah L'Hoysev. This prohibition about Toysev only applies when the person is doing it because he wants to, as it were, extend the mitzvah, make the mitzvah bigger than what the Torah said. For example, Kanji Yomer Shema Shana Yoshim B'Sukkah B'Shvini Atzeres. We sit in the Sukkah on the 8th, and another day the Torah says 7, we say 8. Well, that sounds like we're adding on to the mitzvah while we're doing it, because there's a mitzvah to do that. We keep 8 days of Pesach. So how do I understand that? He says, I believe that there's a Masura, that you're supposed to sit 8 days. So he's doing it. He believes there's another part of the mitzvah which the Torah did not mention. So he says he's doing this the 8th day because there's another mitzvah to sit one more day. There's another mitzvah to eat matzah one more day. Now, there is no such mitzvah to sit in the sukkah for 8 days. There's no such mitzvah to sit eat matzah for 8 days. What we do is we say we're not sure exactly when the 7 days of Sukkot are, when the 7 days of Pesach are, and therefore because of the Sufik, we're going to keep it and saying I'm not sure if this is a mitzvah or not. If the Sufik is one way, it is a mitzvah. If it's the other way, it's not a mitzvah. But I'm not adding on to the mitzvah. I am doing the mitzvah as commanded, based on a Sufik. But in a case where I'm saying I know that which days it is, but I believe there's another day that you're supposed to sit there anyway, even though the Torah did not say so, you're changing the mitzvah of the Torah, you're adding on to the mitzvah of the Torah, making it from 7 to 8. So we have two versions of how the order of the parsha is supposed to be placed inside of the tefillin, Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam. What is the order of the parshiyos? There are four parshiyos of tefillin in the Torah, and there's four parshiyos of tefillin inside of the tefillin, and they're placed in a certain order. We have a machlokes is what the correct order is supposed to be. According to Rashi, it's one order. According to Rashi, if you do it the other way, the tefillin are pasul. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's the other way, and if you do it like Rashi, it's pasul. So each one believes all the tefillin are not kosher. They have to be done one way and one way only. Let's say a person comes along and says, I think both of them are acceptable, and I'm going to do two mitzvahs. I'm going to do the mitzvah tefillin this way, mitzvah tefillin that way. So you're creating a new mitzvah, you're adding on to the mitzvah by saying that there's a mitzvah to wear two tefillin in different orders, but there's no such mitzvah. There's some people who wear two tefillin because they're saying we have a sofik. Is it A or B? We're not sure which one it is. And therefore, because of the doubt, I'm going to keep do both and say if A is right, A is tefillin and B is not tefillin. If B is right, B is tefillin and A is not tefillin. I don't know which one it is. So may sofik, I'm going to do both. But a person says, I know that I believe that both are kosher. There's an A option and a B option and both are kosher. And I'm doing it l'shem mitzvah for both of them. So that action is adding on to the mitzvah of Torah, and that would be an issur d'oraisa. V'kenu mitzvah min haTorah al pi Torah shel Peh. Raise a person says, "I believe that the Torah shel Peh that you're supposed to have two different types of tefillin." So he's transgresses. He contrasts, but in the case for a person does it because of suffik. Avim yershu pesukah. V'echol matzah b'yom shmini mishum sveika d'yom. But if the person is doing it because of the doubt, he's saying either I know one or the other is acceptable, I'm not sure which one, so I'm going to do both just because of the doubt. He's recognizing that the mitzvah is only one or the other and not both. He's not adding on to the mitzvah. He's just trying to do the mitzvah in the proper way. So that's not a problem about Tosef. Now, we keep Yom Tov Sheni nowadays in a different form. We keep it in a form of Esek of the Yoma, but it's a Kanas Chazal. So we really need to explain, based on this concept of Baal Tosef, where do the Kanas of Chazal fit into the picture? And we will get to that, Bezat Hashem, in the upcoming Shurim. Meanwhile, have a good day.